Locals Only Podcast with Gavin Glass, bringing you the best new Irish talent every week from Radio Nova and Nova.ie.
It is Locals Only with your host Gavin Glass here on Radio Nova, the home of seriously addictive music. But I am very excited to say that I have KJ and Aileen from the Remedy Club back in studio with me. Hi, guys.
Hi, Gavin.
Hey there.
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for coming up from
pleasure.
The it's sunny southeast.
It's been a year, I think, hasn't it? I think this time last year we were.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Well,
it's not sunny, no.
No, it's not sunny, I'd like to report, from the southeast. Sadly, the rumours are not true. I don't know. Is it?
It's
supposed to be warmer than the other part of the country. I don't know. Is that true?
We are, I'm currently hoping to someday pack up and go down there.
I know, when are you going to do that?
I don't, look, you talk to my bank manager. We'll talk about all this later on. What are you going to play for us?
We're going to do I Miss You from the album. It's the opening track on the album.
Oh, beautiful, I like this one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We go for it? Yeah?
Yeah, we're rolling live on that.
There's something that I wanna say. There's something that I gotta do. There's something that I need to explain since we've been through. Just then nothing seems to ease the pain, and my tears been pouring. Never thought a man could get this alone. Daddy, I miss you. Yeah, let's rock me to the depths of my soul. Baby, I miss you.
Beautiful stuff. That is I Miss You. The Remedy Club are my live guests this week on Locals Only on Radio Nova, the home of seriously addictive music. Yes, yes, yes. Lovely picking, KJ McAvoy.
Thank you.
And beautiful singing, Aileen, as always.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
So it's been a year. The album was just about to come out, wasn't it? Or it had just come out?
I think it had just come out, yeah. Because we released it last October, which is hard to believe because that year went by in a flash.
Yeah.
You know, it really did. But I guess, yeah, we've been busy. But actually now we're working on the next album. And that's kind of where we're at now. We've literally just laid down some guide tracks the other day. And we've got an incredible producer that we're working with in Nashville, which we are extremely excited about.
Who's that?
It's Ray Kennedy, who worked on the last album with us. He has worked with Steve Earle. He's actually working with Steve Earle at the moment. Emmylou Harris, Willie Nelson, just a range of different incredible musicians.
Amazing.
And mastered one of the songs on the last album. anyway, we got to know him through that, and so he's on board to do the next one.
Fantastic. And is he going to come over here, or are you going to go over there?
No, well, he may come over here, maybe for a bit of a holiday. We'll introduce him to the hotspots in Gorey, Wexford. But no, we're recording it over in Nashville. The idea is that we're completely organised and we know exactly what we're doing, and we head over there and record the whole thing in a week. That's the plan.
Yeah, that's...
Hopefully that will...
Have you guys been to Nashville before?
I've played there, passed through it very briefly, didn't really get to see much of it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're using a pickup band over there, is he kind of getting heads?
Yeah, we're bass drums.
Yes, we think so, it's early stages. I mean, we've worked with some incredible musicians on Lovers, Legends and Lost Causes, including David Murphy, who I'm sure you know, incredible
steel player. Yeah, amazing. Hey Dave, if you're listening.
County Cork, yeah. So
he knows, we love him.
I mean, it's not like you could probably throw a stone and hit a brilliant pedal steel player in Nashville.
Well, you know the best way to get a pedal steel player in Nashville is you go to a coffee shop and you go, waiter! And pedal steel over there. But sure. The thing about the musicianship over there, I mean, like, look, we've got a harp in the back of our crunchies. We're great musicians ourselves. But the players over there, like these, like there's no doing an album. You could do an album in a day over there. If you guys had your stuff down, it's incredible. I did a record over there in 2010. And with that, I used kind of hired guns over there. And I just couldn't get over the chops of these guys.
Yeah, they're extraordinary.
It's just,
it happens so quickly.
Yeah, and the grace and taste that they use, they never overplay, and it's just.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited for you. It's going to be an amazing adventure.
It's kind of crazy how we came about, you know, getting in touch with Ray, because it was just simply sending an email. I just picked our favorite albums, you know, Lucinda Williams, Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, and so many other albums that we absolutely love, and he had produced them, and he had worked on them, and you know, he's 5 Grammys under his belt, so we really want to help a guy out and get him that 6th Grammy, you know.
Yeah,
we feel like it's
you're
the
just
least
the act
that
for
we
it.
Can do.
So when is that happening? When is
hoping
February?
Fantastic.
Locals Only with Gavin Glass, bringing you the best new Irish talent every week. Radio Nova.
Well, my beautiful dreamers, I'm here with KJ and Aileen from the Remedy Club, and we were just chatting. Tell us this new record. Where is it going? Is it, you know, is there any twists and surprises in it, or is it going to be like Lovers, Legends, and Lost Causes Volume 2?
Yeah, I don't know if we're actually still discovering, to be honest, because we've put down maybe 10. We put down about 12 tracks, but we're not finished writing. Actually, we're still writing, and
you're still woodshopping.
Yeah, you're still like, oh, there's more there.
Yeah,
we've
got 12 songs that we sent to him the other day. Just do them acoustically, and we sent them to him. And
it's very much Americana music, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of more the same in terms of the style, content-wise, is there any surprises?
I mean, obviously, you hope that, you know, it just keeps getting better, don't you? That you always think your new stuff is the best stuff, I suppose. So I suppose it's maybe tighter in terms of the style, but I don't know. It's
hard to be objective.
It really is, yeah, I can't tell. That's why it's going to be amazing to work with a producer, because we've produced the last album and the previous albums under a different name. We used to be called Bee and the Honey Boys, so we had
we're happy with the songs, definitely. We're very happy with the songs.
Are there any kind of themes, you know, like they say you have your whole life to, you know, do your first album and, you know, you've got your whole life and your experience is up to then, and then the second album, can be like,
well, you know, it's not like we haven't released albums before. We were recording under a different name before the Remedy Club, and we had two albums out with that.
There was two records with
So stylistically they were a little bluesier than these ones, but
I guess some of the songs, now that you mention it, now that you say it, actually, some of them are quite reflective, I suppose. There's that kind of theme. But, you know,
there's one that's definitely a departure called Sleeping Soundly, but we're not sure if we're going to put it on because it might be a little too radical. It's lyrically a bit naughty, alien filled.
Yeah, I don't know how naughty I can be, to be honest, Gavin.
It's no problem to me.
We're very different. I mean, we are so different. We're pretty much the opposites, really, in many ways.
It's a real give you out.
Well, that's a great chemistry to have.
Mine are always about, you know, marigolds and rainbows and wonderful hope at the end of that rainbow, and Kieran is a bit more
snakes, fire, and motorbikes.
Can't even say the word. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean.
Will you give me another song?
Yeah.
Sure.
Are we going to play something new or something from the album?
Well, we could play something new. That would be a surprise to us.
That would be very much a surprise to us.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot, but...
Well, no, let's do something. We'll take it up a notch or two. We'll do something a bit more lively, because I think we need to inject a bit of energy over here. It's quite strange. Right.
Yeah, how's that?
That's pretty good.
Okay. No, we're good. It's just we need to wake this
up. Are you sure you don't want to do something new? No, I'm just for the hell of it.
No, I think I'm sure. I think we've practiced in our kitchen maybe twice and performed publicly once. So I don't know if I'm quite at that level.
Okay.
But we'll do Sweet White Lies. How about that?
Yeah, this is from the current album. Yeah.
In Your Own Time, My Beautiful Dreamers.
Times of thieves trying to trick you over. Thought I could be a 40 clover, but nobody could tell you what to do. Just take a hint, baby, this is your cue. You buy this round, I'll buy the next. Please don't send another text. For once, let's sit in this heavenly shade and live each moment before it fades. It's time for you to realize that I won't hear your sweet white lies. So hold take a trip across the flatland amongst the black earth fields, driving through these dirty wheels. Yeah, stop the car and let the rag top down. Wanna ride all around this town and forget that you forgot to say that you love me. Regrets a few and heaven lies above me. It's time for you to realize that I sweet white lies. So hold it back or let it go. You played your game and now you know. But nobody could tell you what to do. Just take a hint, baby, this is your cue. Just take a hint, baby, this is your cue.
Comedy Club and Sweet Little Lies. Amazing stuff. So you guys have a gig coming up.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, we have a couple of gigs, yeah. But the one in Dublin is actually, it's this
coming
Thursday.
Well, tell us all about the gigs that are coming up, because what we have a lot of listeners on the old online, and we've listeners in America and other places. And
fantastic. Well, we'll have to, the listeners in America may have to wait another few months. But
well, they might just about make it for Thursday.
We have a Dublin gig coming up this Thursday, the 11th, in Eastside Tavern.
Great venue.
So yeah, of course, really you launched your album there, didn't you?
We did a single launch there. Yeah, it's a really, really great place. And hello to Kieran Black.
Yep. Kieran Black, yeah, fantastic
listening there,
guy.
A great supporter of music over the years.
Yep.
Yeah, big time. And actually, the Dublin City Rounders are going to be our special guests that night as well. And
they're great crack.
Great guys,
they're fantastic.
They're going to get up and play a couple of tunes as well. So.
Wonderful. Is it just going to be the two of us, or will there be...
Just the two of us, yeah. And then the guys, Al and Rowan from Dublin City Rounders, are going to get up and do some tunes with us as well. So that'll be fun.
Great.
And then the next night, we're in Christchurch in Castlebar.
Oh, lovely.
And our special guest that evening is Joanne Keegan, singer-songwriter Joanne Keegan.
From Westport, yeah.
Yeah, from Westport, who Kieran used to gig with a long time ago in a different lifetime. And she's an incredible musician, violin player, guitar player, songwriter, singer. So, and then after that, where are we? We're in Sligo Live is the next one after that.
End of October, yeah.
Do you find it hard? I mean, I know, you know, luckily... My partner isn't involved in the music, thanks be to God. But it must be so hard for you guys, you know, with a child that, like, it's not as if one can, you know.
Yeah.
Look, I don't see it that way, though.
We don't tend to see it that way anymore, no.
I think our whole attitude has changed. Certainly mine has, and I think yours has, but I won't speak on your behalf.
Dragged me along.
I've dragged you along with me. It really has. Like, my whole way of thinking has just completely changed.
Since becoming a mother.
Yeah, it actually is since then, but I don't know, is that a coincidence or is that just the timing?
I was totally the same as soon as I became father, and even how I, you know, looked at, you know, art and...
Yeah. Exactly,
it does change.
And, you know, I just really feel, I'm just very aware all of the time that, you know, life is just so short.
Yeah.
I think as you get older, the great thing about getting older is you just don't care as much about what other people think about you, and they're not even thinking about you and that kind of stuff. And I'm just really trying to enjoy life and do what we love doing. You know?
In terms of, like, extensive touring, we've toured the UK on the back of this album, but it was kind of short bursts. So we haven't done any really extensive, like, you know, 3-4 month kind of stuff. That would be difficult with a child, but even if it comes to that, and you know, we're kind of hoping that it does come to that in a way, because we need to promote this next album, but we'll just figure a way around it. We'll just do it somehow, you know. It's not easy with a kid, but we'll manage it.
You know, and the other side of it is, I don't think it's easy for anybody. We're all trying to figure it out. We're all doing our best. I mean, you know, nobody has it completely sussed, you know, because you could sell it by now if that was the case. We're all just trying to do our best. We're very lucky because we have a lot of time that we can spend with Layla at home.
Yeah.
So we're really lucky that way. And then, yeah, we might be away, you know, for a week next year in Nashville.
She's got very understanding grandparents, Aileen's mum.
Yeah, with great support.
Oh, well, that's great to have.
That's the battle, yeah.
So give me that date again. The clock is a ticking here.
Yeah, the 11th of
October. This Thursday, 11th of October, in the Eastside Tavern.
Eastside Tavern.
On the 12th in Mayo.
Well, thank you, my beautiful dreamers, for being here with me. I really love the stuff you are doing, and I wish you all the success in the world. Yeah, keep dreaming. That's it for this week's Locals Only podcast. Join us next week for more, and of course, catch the show Sunday evenings from 6 on Radio Nova.
The Locals Only podcast with Gavin Glass. Seriously addictive podcasting from Nova.ie and Radio Nova. Radio Nova.